Okay.
All right.
Jessica Sawyer with the City of Fairhope to talk about the app.
So when we first implemented the app back in December, we started our push notifications. And as you've gotten a push notification, you've probably, you may not have noticed, but at the very top of that push notification, it says all users. That's because we were pushing those to every single person who had an app download. So anytime there was anything going on, so it was a road closure, we pushed it to everybody. And it was a like city closings, we pushed it to everybody. Mm-hmm. We've now gotten a significant number of people who've downloaded this app. And with that, we've had a significant number of people say, I don't care about National Weather Service.
Oh, that one was horrible.
Yeah, I disabled that channel immediately.
Right. But you couldn't control what you could see.
Absolutely.
It just wanted to, yeah.
So, and we've had people say, you know, we don't really care about road closings, or we don't really care about one thing or the other that we've pushed, or like water main breaks or anything
sure.
like that. So we went back to the developers and they developed these selections that you can make, which they're called channels, that you can decide what notifications you get. So you can select road work, you can select utility interruptions.
Why was I thinking you could do that already?
Because you selected National Weather Service. That was the only one that you could select previously. Because we've talked about that, mm-hmm. because we were all probably pretty annoyed with the National Weather Service. Mm-hmm. I believe we actually had this conversation about National Weather Service alerts all the time.
All the time.
And also, whenever you have the Baldwin EMA app downloaded and the Baldwin County Sheriff's, all of those have the National Weather Service that's geared toward this area. So we were all getting pinged mm-hmm. every time, you know, there was a rip current, which is important, but maybe not what you want to know every day.
Yeah.
Five times a day. So this allows you as a citizen to go in and say, I care about road closures. I care about utility interruptions. I care about the Nix Center. I want to mm-hmm. know what's going on at the Nix Center.
Okay, just in case we've got folks listening that really want to do this, let's just give you a minute to get your phone, and then we'll actually tutorial them how to download the app and how to select those.
That's awesome.
Many of us just hand our phone to our grandkids or a teenager and say, here.
So I think I've reached the age threshold that I might be getting that way. I got irritated the other day and I handed my phone to my 8-year-old and I was like, I don't know how to fix this. I just need it to be done right.
Well, I mean, correctly.
But you're in the bracket with me. Like, we're elder millennials, aren't we?
You're too young for that.
It happens, guys.
Here's the deal. I would rather use that energy somewhere else. So if I can give it to the 8-year-old, I can have that energy for
something else. But for those listening, pick up your phone. And so if you have an iPhone, it's the Apple App Store, right?
Absolutely. And if you have an Android, I think it's the
Google Play Store. So find that, which took me like 5 minutes the first time.
Because it's listed as City of Fairhope AL in the App Store or the Play Store. City of Fairhope AL.
So once you get to your App Store or Play Store, type in City of Fairhope AL.
Correct.
And then you're going to see the city logo with the sun and the seagull in it.
Absolutely.
Pop up.
Sailboat. And then it's a free download. So it makes it very accessible to everybody. There are no in-app purchases, which is, you know, as a parent who lets somebody download an app,
right?
In-app purchases are the bane of our existence, but that's not us. We want to notify you. We want the public to get our information. So once you get that downloaded and you open up your app, it's a pretty simple step to go in and fix it. You can go to, once you've got the app open in front of you, you can go to the top right corner and there is a gear right there. And you want to select that.
So I can
Selecting the gear.
So I've had the app since the beginning.
Correct. So you can go in and you can reselect it.
So in the top right corner, that round thing that looks kind of like you called it a gear?
I called it a little gear.
Here we go. Notification settings.
That's right. Click on your notification settings.
Okay, notification settings.
And this is where the key is. So there are quite a few things on there. If you want content updates, that you can select it. I'll tell you what I have selected. I have all users.
I do too.
Public utilities, public meetings, road closures, community events, Nix Center, and Quail Creek.
That's what I have. Everything but that weather.
Everything but the weather. So this is where you can go in and make that choice. Yeah, I did have somebody on Nextdoor last week ask me what the all users would be for, and that's for something like Tuesday night when we had the the siren testing. The first Tuesday of every month, we do siren testing. Right. Well, that's going to go to all users.
Okay, good. I was just going to ask you that. So, good question.
That'll
okay.
head over and to
people,
all users.
And people that are not users.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's the one that we get a lot of questions about every month.
Right.
So, that one for sure. And then we'll also, I mean, like, closings for the city. Like, everybody needs to know that. Because you don't want to come up on Monday, pay your bill, and everybody not be there.
So. It was so cool. The other, well, it wasn't cool that I had a transformer blow. But what was cool is when I called and reported it about 10 minutes later or 5 minutes later, the app blinked, power outage, and it was my power outage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes, I mean, we've got a pretty good mechanism in the city for being able to push that out really quickly. I actually have an option on my phone that allows me to send those push notifications from my phone. So that makes it a lot more, you know, really topical for us. So we're not having to, like, go find some Wi-Fi and pull over on the side of the road and figure it out.
And just to clarify, for those that don't have it and don't know what we're talking about, no, we don't hate weather. It's just the way the system is, you're getting
not
all or none of the weather notifications for this area.
It's incredibly regional. It's not as directed for our specific location. So you'll get, you know, rip current things for the Gulf, and you'll get sometimes, like yesterday, I think I got a thunderstorm over in Citronelle, and there's no way to pare it down further. Mm-hmm. That's as far down as granular as you can go. So, you know, I don't hate National Weather Service. I think that those are incredibly good, but, you know, rip current at 3 o'clock in the morning does not need to wake me up.
Exactly. That's why we wanted to clarify that. Well, good. Can you tell, I'm supposing you can, how many people have downloaded the app? How many are using it?
So we're just under 5,000 right now. We really want to increase that. Obviously, we're working on different ways to communicate in the city. You all know that communication is a difficult thing right now. I mean, you have to want to be communicated to communicate.
Oh yeah, because I mean, I know people that just don't do Facebook.
Correct.
And people like even myself are like, you know what, I haven't watched a lot of the national news in quite some time because I'm disgusted with what's going on.
I haven't watched the national news in 10 years or longer.
10 years? Holy cow.
Or longer. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't disagree with you. I mean, the way we get our news has changed significantly. I mean, I'm pretty sure that that Cliff and I could probably stand on a soapbox about this.
Oh, 100%.
Because, the way that people get their news and the way that you deliver news now is completely different, but we want people to want to communicate with us. In the city, we're trying our best to come up with new ways to get to you. We understand that we have a demographic that likes something in their hand. I like to have a printed material in my hand, personally, because that's my background.
But, me too.
But we're trying every avenue we can to get to people. This is one of them, and it is free. And, I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I believe it's like 89% of people have a smartphone. Well, 89% of people who have a smartphone can easily communicate with us.
Yeah.
So.
And if you, like we said, if you don't know how to do it, hand it to a grandkid or
absolutely
or get somebody to help you.
And listen, I have offered, and I've had people take me up on it. I've offered to have people come into my office. Let me see your phone. I'll sit there right with you. We'll talk through it. We'll talk about other stuff too. And there have been some people who've taken me up on it, and I love it, and it's wonderful, and we make new friends. Okay. So come to my office. Come hang out with me.
Awesome. Anything else going on? And give us your title. Special Projects Dan.
Special Projects and Grants Manager.
Okay. So are you working on any other projects or things that you can tell us about? I'm sure you got stuff going on.
Yeah,
it's whether you can say it or not.
There's a lot happening right now, especially with grant opportunities that we have. And a lot of those are for infrastructure, which is what we clearly need to focus our time on. So, I mean, we're talking about generators for lift stations. We're in the process of an application for a safe room for first responders, for in-city first responders, so utilities and public works for immediately after a hurricane. We had a meeting about that yesterday. We're developing that application right now. You know, really the infrastructure is where our focus is right now, is finding as many grant opportunities as possible to really increase that capacity and increase the reliability of it.
But you recently went door to door here on North Church Street handing business owners a letter about the temporary and then the impending.
Correct. So I'm glad that you brought that up because I was just thinking about it while I was driving over here. So, you know, we've been doing major work on Church Street, the Church Street infrastructure project, mm-hmm. which is updating drainage and updating the utility lines there. It is a bear of a project.
Sewer line, huge. It's like the big water main.
Absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is going to, again, increase reliability of what we are doing here in the city. But we're nearing completion of the first phase.
Why is it taking so long? Weather?
That's it. Okay, because, I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, rain almost every day.
So that's part of the issue. Right now, we are about to complete the portion of Church from Oak to Magnolia.
Okay.
Which is great. That does mean, though, that we're going to be moving from Magnolia to Fairhope Avenue.
Right in front of us. How long are we going to have to walk to work?
I'm guessing about 5 months.
I would like to not venture a guess on
okay.
that.
Yeah, yeah, smart. Speaking on behalf of the government, we do not have a timeline, but it will be done judiciously, expeditiously, and correctly.
We'll be working as fast as we can as that. Weather allows. As weather allows. So, again, we're in the weather season, so this is...
How are we going to... keep one side of the parking garage access.
Yes, that's correct. We'll have one side of the access for parking garage throughout. Now, you'll understand, you know, we're moving a little bit slower with the award of that contract for the alleyway project. So we were talking about two different projects here. One is the Church Street infrastructure, which is going to converge with the alleyway upgrade project at some point in the next couple months. Church Street will be closing a portion of Church from Magnolia to Fairhope Avenue. We do not have a drop-dead date on that yet. It was originally supposed to be middle to late of July. This week, our guys haven't even been able to do any work because of weather. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every time we have a week with no work, that clearly extends us further.
Okay, so my question about the parking garage, because you can access it on Section Street, but right. only to come in.
Right.
The exit is on Church. We have two entrances and exits on Church. Will one of the church remain open during the construction? Like, do this half of the street?
This is
and
the
then
goal.
The second half.
Absolutely. But the goal for us, and again, we don't have anybody under contract yet, so this is absolutely one of those fluid things. The goal is for us to start work at the other end of the alleyway, so the Section Street end of the alleyway, and move this way. So, as there are closures, it's going to be more in phases and in sections throughout that alleyway. We're not about to shut the whole thing down.
I wasn't thinking of the alley. I was thinking of the infrastructure on North Church.
Sure. I mean, again, it is going to... We don't have anybody under contract yet. So as soon as we have the contractor for the alleyway, we will have a coordination meeting with the contractor for Church so that we can be a little bit more specific about that.
Because they're
going
to be butted right up against each other.
Yeah, and they will be.
How people can get around. Yeah,
you're going to see me a lot. I'm probably going to be hanging out down here on Church Street every day.
Awesome. Okay. So I guess you could also do half of the street and then do the other half of the street.
And I believe that's probably what's going to happen. Okay. Is so that there is one side of it open at all times.
Yeah, but see, what she means is with that alleyway, obviously that's going to be closed.
Portions
no matter
of
what,
it.
When it's, you know, when
correct.
It's done.
Portions of it will be closed. So it's going to be, I mean, we've talked about this for a while now. I mean, it's taken a while to get the money in our hands. And we know it's going to be uncomfortable. We have really great stakeholders in that alleyway who are committed to us having a great new space. They know it's going to improve their property and their quality of life as business owners. And so we're really thankful for that. But it's going to be uncomfortable for a little bit. So you'll see lots of me. I'll be knocking on everybody's door.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, you can just drop in anytime.
Oh, it'll be fine. But let's see what else I was going to tell you about road work-wise. Don't forget that Twin Beach is we're working. It's actually not our project, but it does affect us significantly, that project at adding turn lanes to Twin Beach on both sides of Greeno. Right now, we're on the side of Greeno that's Fairhope High School side. So it's moving. Again, weather is moving it slower than normal. We haven't had a really big update on that yet, but I expect that by Monday. So we should know how that's going to move forward.
Yeah, that's one that needs to be, because that affects me specifically. So
We got to move that along.
Well, and as a resident of the People's Republic of Barnwell, I agree. Projects left that way are of great importance.
That's so funny.
That's supposed to be finished in time for school, and gosh, absolutely. I hope it will, but with this rainy weather, we just don't know.
stormy weather.
It is. Yeah. Every morning I wake up and it's drizzling. I think, oh no, not again.
And the glow in the park movie slipped up on me
last night.
We had our theater rehearsal here and drove back. And went, what's going on in the park? Oh yeah.
The park.
So there's one more.
I believe that's correct.
We don't want folks to have that slip up on them. It's the second Thursday, June, July, and August. So the next one will be August 12th.
That's exactly right. So
bring the little ones out to the park and have a movie on the big screen.
It is August 12th. Is that right? I don't have the calendar in front of me, but
I'll double check while you're
because that's also the week school starts, says the mom in the group.
That's what I was wondering
when they
originally set it for the second Thursday of each month. I wondered about that, but and it doesn't say. I see Toy Story from last night, and I don't see.
Go over to events.
I hate that school starts so early.
I hate that school starts so early too, except for not all that much because summer's hard.
it is.
But your kids are, how old are your kids now?
8 and 12. Involved in as many things as they can be involved in.
Okay.
So
the 12-year-old
can. You're essentially a chauffeur at this
bingo
point.
Bingo. Right?
Okay, absolutely. You're correct. I stand corrected. It's going to be August 5th. I was thinking, why would they do it right when school starts? Okay, so it is August 5th.
August.
Okay,
wonderful.
Good.
So, and I know everybody here looks forward to that and loves it. And, you know, it's great to live in a city where we're able to do things like that, where there are activities like that for families and for kids.
And guess what? Next year, it should move to the high school stadium where they're putting in a $225,000 jumbotron.
I'm sorry, darling. I'm from Opelika. We've had one. So
turns out that's
apparently it's a it's a keep up with the Joneses kind of thing.
We can
and
do
now Fairhope has to have one too.
And that's show amazing. Commercials.
Yeah.
And there's an annoying train whistle because we're Opelika and railroads.
Oh, so instead of the cannon fire, y'all have the train. That's fine.
Oh yeah, I'd take the cannon any day of the week. Or it's like Cecil Chris and Barry being like, I'm excited. I mean, you know.
So funny.
Well, big stuff happening. Thank y'all for supporting us always.
Oh,
thanks for letting me come
welcome.
In.
Thank you, Jessica.
Anytime. You are always welcome.
We appreciate this update, and we'll post it on the website as well for those that missed part of it or want to tell a friend. Jessica Sawyer with the City of Fairhope. We also have Cliff McCollum from the Baldwin County Legislative Office. This is Swap Shop. 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open, and we'll be right back.
Have you seen the new Fairhope Living magazine?